From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Sometime in late 1977, I found myself in a very awkward situation. I was at a dinner party at David Byrne's house. I didn't know David Byrne. I was just a huge fan of their only record then, Talking Heads 77. I wasn't a music journalist or even a musician at that point. I was just a friend of someone who worked with David's mom, and mom wanted to throw a welcome home party for her son. Back then, I was very shy, but so was he. We talked a bit between eating meat pies and David running upstairs to change Dylan records. I found out he was about to head to Bermuda with Talking Heads to work with the musician I loved most of all, Brian Eno. The record they would make in the early part of 1978 was more songs about buildings and food. David Byrne and Brian Eno would make more music together, most notably My Life in the Bush of Ghosts in 1981, a collaboration that predates sampling by a few years, but it embodies the notion that found sound can be great fodder for song. Now, 27 years later, comes a new record from David Byrne and Brian Eno. It's called Everything That Happens Will Happen Today. The collaboration started with unfinished instrumentals written by Brian Eno, instrumentals that David Byrne listened to with hopes of finding the story in the music. Eventually, words emerged and David Byrne sang to these instrumentals. This song is called Strange Overtones. music of Brian Eno and David Byrne from a CD called Everything That Happens Will Happen Today. The CD comes out on the 16th of August, and you can read more about this collaboration at their website, everythingthathappens.com. David Byrne will tour with this music in September. Lee Scratch Perry has been a recording innovator since the 1960s. Like Brian Eno, his main instrument is the studio. He would use sounds like crying babies and other recorded sound as part of his music. Most notably, Perry was a pioneer of dub music, reggae music that would often strip the vocals from a song and emphasize the rhythm section with lots of echo and beat-heavy music. Lee Scratch Perry is now in his 70s, and he continues to innovate, this time with musician and all-around provocateur Andrew W.K. The album they made together sounds more in your face than anything Lee Scratch Perry has made, and he's made more than 50 albums. The song that leads off the CD called Repentance is called Shine.
Rolling. 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 Rise, 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 rise. As the morning light. The morning sunlight and shine, shine, shine your light. Stand up, get up, wake up, shake, rattle and shake, sit and rattle and shake.
Your body, cut off your
shoot you in your body, cut off your and drop your yam, block your yam, shot your yam and chop your yam.
Lee Scratch Perry with music produced by Andrew W.K. The two met at South by Southwest in 2007, and the album they made together is called Repentance. Van Dyke Parks thinks he met his current collaborator at her birth. Inara George is the daughter of one of his old best friends, musician Lowell George. If you don't know who Van Dyke Parks is, you've probably heard his work, maybe as an arranger with Rufus Wainwright or Joanna Newsom or Tim Buckley, Vic Chestnut, Ry Cooder, Joe Henry. The list is long. He's also a great lyricist. Smile by Brian Wilson is his most memorable work. Inara George is the singer of The Bird and the Bee, and like I mentioned, the daughter of Lowell George. Lowell George was the frontman for Little Feat until his death in 1979. The producer of the new Inara George collaboration with Van Dyke Parks calls it the father and daughter record she never got to make. Give a listen to this song from the CD called An Invitation. It's called Idaho.
She tended bar in Idaho, looking for somewhere to be. Oh, she tended bar in Idaho, guessing that it would be easy. What do you want? How can I help you? The simplest of lines are just as simple as you like it. How can I help you? Let's go another round, fill a hole and fill a head, another space and nothing said. He went away to Idaho, leaving behind something grim. Hoping that she would forget him. Can you make change? Can you cross over? Your life is still switched on for what it is and what it wants. It's closing time, but still we're open the next day. Fill a seat and settle in. Drink the same drink, think the same thing. She tended bar in Idaho, looking for somewhere to be. Oh, she tended bar in Idaho, guessing would be easy. Nothing is easy. Nothing is easy. Nothing is easy when nothing is done. Right the same wrong, sing the same song. He went away to Idaho, leaving behind something grim. All back to get him.
Inara George with arrangements by Van Dyke Parks. The CD has one song flowing beautifully into another, and it's called An Invitation. Miss Murgatroyd and Petra Hayden is the collaboration of accordionist Alicia Rose and violinist Petra Hayden. You may have heard both of these talented musicians as part of the Decembrists. Miss Murgatroyd and Petra Hayden made a record in 1999 called Bella Nero, and that CD touched the heart of an anonymous author who listened to the music over and over again when he was writing his books, and he wanted to help the duo make another record. Now it's here, a CD called Hearts and Daggers, and this song is called Hummingbird. Hummingbird from a haunting Baroque-style CD called Hearts and Daggers from Miss Murgatroyd and Petra Hayden. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Early Mart are a California band. In fact, they take their name from a town located somewhere between Fresno and the band's home base of Los Angeles. Their best songs are slow, beautiful affairs. This song is called God Loves You the Best.
Thank you.
Early Mart from their CD Him and Her and the song God Loves You the Best. We didn't have the pleasure to webcast the Avett Brothers at the Newport Folk Festival last weekend, but I did get to hear them. They're dynamic and fierce, and then at times quiet and sweet. The Avett Brothers have put out an EP that reveals that sweeter side. It's called The Second Gleam. Let's hear Scott and Seth Avett on a song called Tear Down the House.
Tear down the house that I grew up in. I'll never be the same again. Take everything that I've collected, throw it in a pile. Bulldoze the woods that I ran through. Carry the pictures of me and you. I have no memory of who I once was, and I don't remember your name. Park the old car that I love the best. Inspection's due and it won't pass the test. It's funny how I have to put it to rest, and how one day I will join it. I remember crying over you, and I don't mean like a couple of tears and I'm blue. I'm talking about collapsing and screaming at the moon, but I'm a better man for having gone through it. Yes, I'm a better man for having gone through. Ever since I learned how to curse, I've been using those sorry old words. But I'm talking to these children and I'm keeping it clean. I don't need those words to say what I mean. No, I don't need those words to say what I mean. Tear down the house that I grew up in. I'll never be the same again. Take everything that I used to own and burn it in a pile. And bulldoze the woods that I ran through. Carry the pictures of me and you. I have no memory of who I once was, and I don't remember your name.
The Avett Brothers from their new EP, it's called The Second Gleam. The song we heard is called Tear Down the House. When I was at the Newport Folk Festival, I met a lot of All Songs Considered fans. I always enjoy people coming up and introducing themselves. But here's something I noticed. Many of you know about the All Songs Considered podcast, but few that I spoke with knew there was a concert podcast. Sometimes it was the other way around. They knew about our live concert podcast, but not the regular show. We used to put concerts in this podcast, but from all the email we received, we decided to make a separate podcast, a live concert podcast. So if you use iTunes, search for All Songs Considered, and you'll find both podcasts, this one and the All Songs Considered Live and Concert podcast. And if you subscribe to the podcast, we have, for example, an over 2-hour concert by Tom Waits, and there's a full concert by the Raconteurs, one by the Fleet Foxes, one by Lou Reed, Bon Iver, the Black Keys, so much more, including music this week from the Newport Folk Festival. You'll be able to hear full concerts by Steve Earle, Jacob Dylan, Jim James, and this from M. Ward and Zoe Deschanel, the band they call She and Him, joined here by My Morning Jacket's Jim James. The song they do is called One Magic Trick. I'm Bob Boylan. We're working on a special treat for the end of the month. You can follow us on Twitter under All Songs or Facebook. Check out our blog. I have 3 posts describing the Newport Folk Festival and a current poll that asks, what was the best year for music? For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
We have a special guest.
I'd like to welcome our good friend Jim James. People come and people go. Sometimes without goodbye, sometimes without hello. I got one magic trick, just the one, and that's it. Ooh, I disappear. It's like a now you see me, now you don't. You think you're gonna get to know me now, well you won't. I got one magic trick, just the one, and that's it. Ooh, ooh, I disappear. That's it.